You're listening to Radio Sessions Over Tea with Grand Gus
and Agent Gibb.
Right now it is currently tops of 21 degrees at my place, and it's going to be looking to be very partly cloudy for the rest of the day. Now, as you just heard in the introduction, Agent Gibb is finally sitting next to me in my house again after 4 months.
I know. It feels weird and also great to actually be able to be in the same room as you again.
Oh, isn't it just, it's so good that we'll finally be able to get together again, catch up in person, not feel like we're to be talking on video chat.
It still feels surreal even now. I mean, I've waited 4 months, it's just gone by like that, so...
Hasn't it just, and it just feels crazy that I'm sitting right next to you when we've just been virtually just chatting to one another.
Yeah, I think it's going to take a while for us to, you know, reconcile these feelings at the moment.
I think so. But looking forward to getting back into action together in person to get today's episode going.
Let's go. So what have you been doing throughout these 4 months?
Well, where do I even begin? Just trying to keep myself entertained, really. Mostly playing games, watching TV shows for it. I've occasionally gone out to go do the typical normal food shopping. But other than that, just mostly relaxing for it, really. What about yourself, Agent Gibb?
I've mostly just been keeping a low profile. You know, I've been reading books, going for small walks, and, you know, just... trying to keep my mind occupied instead of just sitting in stasis inside all morning.
Oh, fantastic.
Or all day, yeah.
Yeah. Also, while in lockdown, we had our two chaps, didn't we?
Mm.
I know that was interesting. The first one wasn't too bad. The first one was pretty crazy. The second one was a little bit, like, not as bad as what the first time was.
At least.
From my experience, what was yours like?
The first jab I had, I ended up going to bed with body aches and pains, but it subsided after a few days. The second one I was able to handle without any side effects. I mean, I did have a little blob of blood on my arm, but other than that, I handled it well, better than the last one.
Well, as I just explained before, the first jab, just a sore arm, really, and a bit of dizziness for the first half an hour of getting it, and then the second one wasn't too bad. I felt more energetic for it, which is very good. Now we're fully vaccinated.
And now we're here.
Here we are.
So now that we've explained everything that we've been up to, it's now time to move on to...
T-Fest!
I'm going to start things off with a foreign tea called Russian Caravan.
Ooh, nice.
So it's another product from Twinings. So Russian Caravan apparently has an aromatic, full-bodied, sweet, malty, and smoky taste. It has a tea that has both subtle and complex flavors that made it a tradition in Russian society. It originated in 18th century camel caravans that transported teas for the transcontinental tea trade from areas such as China and India to Europe through Russia. So health benefits include antioxidants. It's rich in polyphenols, which work towards reducing the production of free radicals as well as defending cells against damage. It also contains flavonoids that reduce heart disease risk by reducing the oxidation of LDL cholesterol and minimizing damage in the artery walls and bloodstream. It also contains magnesium, which reduces blood clots and improves cardiac muscles. It prevents growth of bacteria that creates ulcers and relieves diarrhea. And it also constitutes tannins, which lead to decreased bad bowel movements. It also contains vitamins C, E, and B2, along with minerals like zinc, potassium, and magnesium. It prevents signs of early aging, including wrinkles, and it also kills oral infections and viruses while preventing pimples and skin problems. I also noticed something that I didn't really notice before when we got the packaging, that the teas that we get are actually distributed through several countries. You know, there's New Zealand, where it was actually distributed. It was packed in Poland, and it's then imported to Australia.
That's very interesting. It seemed like this tea's gone around the world.
So it's gone through quite an interesting journey.
It has, hasn't it?
Yes. There's no ingredients on the packaging, So I'll just move on to what it looks like. So the color of it is, it has a sort of cave-like color, but it also has a purple tinge to it. Sort of like a cave in a sunset.
Ooh, yeah, I'm getting that too from the color as well. So interesting to see how it's going to taste.
I was smelling it and I thought for a moment it had a little bit of, had a bit of a dark chocolate smell or something. Now I'm smelling it again, it actually smells different, so my bad.
Sounds like the tea has like different types of smells if you're getting sort of different smells.
And textures as well.
Yeah.
All right, time for the taste test. Yeah, it does have a sort of chocolatey flavour. I thought for a moment it was going to taste like blueberry because the packaging looked blue, but I think for some reason I'm getting a chocolate taste from it.
Well, exactly what you're saying. I was expecting that it would be like that very nice blueberry instant taste, but also I got a very bit of a deserty feel because from the look of the packaging, it's got an image of a camel and it looks like it's got some type of bird as well on the packaging. So I thought maybe a deserty vibe, like, I don't know how to describe a deserty vibe, but it might have that very dry, very intense taste.
But it does have a smooth and mellow taste as it's advertised on the package though.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So they got that right at least. So that's it for my tea. Grand Gus, what do you have for us today?
Well, for today's episode, I have got also Twinings, but it's chamomile and spiced apple. Now, before I get into this, I've actually been looking at this tea for quite some time. So I'm very curious to see finally now getting to try it. So here's some little back history and a bunch of other cool stuff, facts about this team. So I'll give them a little bit of the history. So as Agent Gibb just explained, as he just tried a Twinings tea and I've got a Twinings team, the company originated in 1706. Twinings is a English marketer for tea and other beverages. It was founded by Thomas Twining from Gloucestershire, who opened the first tea room, which is still actually open today in the City of London in the United Kingdom. Now, as I'm looking at the packaging right now, it's a green box that has a Twinings logo on front with the name of the tea, with some images of chamomile flowers and apples. It actually, in the packaging itself, has 10 infusions, which is really good if you want to have more of these tea, depending on if you like it or not.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is quite a lot, isn't it? It's actually saying that it's low in calories and said it's naturally caffeine-free in a little logo on the box. On the other side of the packaging, it has a quality guaranteed section that says briefly that they are passionate about good tea, importing it from Australia and where they blend and package from Poland, as well as using the finest imported and local ingredients. So you can tell this is going to be top-notch tea by the sounds of it.
Mm.
Lastly, they show how long the brewing of the tea goes for. So mine, for example, actually goes for 2 to 5 minutes to actually get its best flavor. Now, the health benefits I was actually quite surprised about.
Mm.
One of them actually being sleep quality, because we all need that good night's sleep. The others include promote digestive health, certain types of cancer, blood sugar control, and improve health, heart health. Now, you're probably wondering what the certain types of cancer. I'm assuming that could be from any type of cancer.
I'm sure it would.
Yeah, exactly. But it's good that that tea sort of supports to try and help the system quite a lot. So on its website, it actually, the review for this tea, it says, it's a delicate and soothing blend, painting a floral taste with fragrance of natural flavors. The perfect excuse for you to put your feet up, and goes in hand with a good book too. So I like the sound of that. It feels intriguing. It feels like you can sit down and really relax with this team. Now the ingredients that I've got on the packaging says that it has chamomile, apple flavor, cinnamon, cardamom, and clove. Now I found information for those who don't know what cardamom means. It's an aromatic seed from the ginger family, also used as a spice or condiment for medicine.
Mm.
So that's really good. It's a kind of, it's good for that medicine side of it as well.
So it's a mixture of beverage and, you know, it's a mixture of beverage and medicine, pretty much.
Absolutely. Now, I couldn't find any information about the clove side of it, so that could be, I'm guessing, any type of seed or spice of clove. So I kind of wish they would have explained a bit more about what type of clove it is on the packaging.
Yeah.
So we'll get right into the tea. So what I'm looking at right now, I'm actually getting a hint of actually a bit of yellow and green with this.
It has a sort of honey look to it.
It does. And you have tried this before, Agent Gibb, and you said the taste was very much like that.
Mm.
I'm about to taste test it now. I'm very excited, actually, because I'm very curious, because usually the type of, from the packaging and the name of it, it yep. sounds like it's going to be a really good tea. So I'm smelling the tea. I can actually get the scent of cinnamon in it.
Mm.
Also, as well as a chamomile taste. Oh, sorry, chamomile smell. So I'm about to try it now. Okay, that's very interesting to me. The flavors that I'm getting from that, definitely cinnamon and chamomile. I was actually really hoping I would have gotten a hint of a bit of apple, but I think the aftertaste is now coming in and I can definitely taste a bit of that apple and so as well. Unfortunately, I don't know what the cardamom and the clove would taste like in the tea, but I think from what I'm getting is maybe 3 out of 5, and it actually does have a nice... Well, as it says on the packaging, it does have actual a nice soothing taste.
Mm.
So yeah, I'm pretty happy with how that tastes. I'm really liking the aftertaste of it too. It's like I'm getting a really nice it's relaxation feel.
It's sort of like a mixture of cinnamon, honey, chamomile, and I did get a little bit of a sense of apple juice.
You know what? Yeah, I can definitely taste that a little bit too. So I think they've definitely really got quite a lot of most of the ingredients in the tea. Although, again, I haven't tried cardamom. It says it's part of the ginger family. So I think you can probably taste it, but it's probably not going in with the other ingredients because they're probably powering it more than some ingredients. I believe we probably should get to the rating of our tea, shouldn't we?
Yes.
Who would like to go first?
I'll start off. I'd probably give mine a 7 out of 10. I like the texture of it and how it tastes, but the aftertaste isn't as strong.
Oh, that's fair enough.
So 7 out of 10. So what's yours?
Okay, well, I'm actually going to give this a pretty good rating because I must admit I could taste most of the ingredients.
Yes.
I wish they would have explained clove a little bit more because I would have liked to have known what type of clove. But everything else in the flavor, the coloring, it's actually something I would consider having again and again and again.
Mm.
So my rating is definitely going to be, I would say, a 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10?
Yes. I'm actually really impressed by how the taste of the tea was.
Well, I can't wait to try all the other samples you've given me when I get back to my place.
Same with yours. I'm very excited. Now that we've got both of our teas out of the way, it is time for our segment of all
topics.
So for today's episode, I feel like, as we just mentioned before, we've been in lockdown for just about 4 months, haven't been able to go out and do much in that time. So I think it will be a great way to actually bring this episode today to talk about the lockdown.
And you know, since restrictions have lessened easily, you know, now's as good a time as any.
So we thought we might do a few dot points for today's episode. I've got a few here that will bestly exemplarily tell how the experience. So we're going to mainly focus about the beginning of lockdown, the struggles we went through, and how we felt when we got to the end of lockdown and looking forward to the future stuff that we're going to be doing. So I think we should top up on the first one, which is mental health. Now, the first time when I heard about we were going to be in massive lockdown, I was like, no, I was like really struggling because I had wanting to do projects with Aging Gear prior before lockdown was going to happen.
Mm.
And it was a pretty full on experience. What about yourself, Aging Gear?
I'm usually a private person. I don't usually go out a lot. And originally, I did think that maybe I could handle it, but there were days where I've struggled to actually you know, cope with these circumstances. Like, for example, I'd usually sleep in until midday, which really wasn't good. And I usually go for small walks in my backyard, which it did help a little, but not enough to, you know, help me completely cope with everything.
And it was a bit like that the first few weeks. You're sort of trying to figure out what you can do to pass time. You're trying to figure out how you can still somewhat exercise while not leaving your house so much.
Mm.
So I think from hearing that and my own experiences, it was a very sort of like we couldn't do what we wanted to do. And so we had to make the best of those situations. And getting in sort of into the like midway of it, 2 months in, I think it was like I was going a bit stir crazy as well.
Mm. Yeah, I think your mental health really does take a hit when you stay in one place for too long.
I think so. And that's why I felt like I had to sort of try and find ways to pass time, not to feel like getting in my head. I would just get too stressed and overwhelmed from the situation.
I think the best way to actually keep your brain energized is try and find something new in every day. You know, find something that you've never seen before or heard of before or smelled before. Just, you know, just include the five senses in it.
Exactly. And if you find yourself able to do any hobbies or interests, like reading a book, I know this is stimulating. Video games can also be a good way to pass time, but if you're not for games and all that, you can find ways to do exercising. I know, as we mentioned in a lot of episodes, exercising is a big key to keep yourself stimulated and energetic to pass time.
Yeah, and as we've explained before in previous podcasts, you know, exercise helps with your endorphins, keeps your mood up, helps you think more clearly and creatively.
I feel that exactly too. Another way that you can think of is coping strategies. What would be some of yours, Agent Gibb, to get or inspire people out there that might want to do the same thing?
Okay, well, my coping strategies may not be the same as everyone else's, but like you mentioned before, you know, reading books, video games, those are definitely two strategies on my list that I use to cope.
Oh, nice.
Definitely walking. You know, it's some form of exercise, at least. It's cardio, you know, helps with your endorphins, as I mentioned earlier. Cooking as well.
Oh, I love cooking.
Yeah, but, you know, it keeps your mind occupied. You're actually doing something with your hands and, you know, it's a hands-on job. You're constantly busy.
And when you're busy, it takes you definitely, as I mentioned quite a few times, it takes you away from all the stresses. And it's good not to watch the news on television in that aspect so you can actually cook something nice.
Yeah, because with the news, there's too much negativity in that sort of media.
Oh, and I never really got really paid attention to all that stuff, which thank God for hobbies and interests.
Yeah, whereas you're creating food through cooking, you know, and that's a positive experience.
That's really fantastic. I think if there's anything else that you wanted to add to those, I'll mention what I think for my hobbies and interests.
Definitely national parks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it gives you an opportunity to just walk through forests, you know, see all the different types of flora and fauna that you may or may not have seen before. You know, it's something different.
Very interesting.
So that's a few coping strategies that I've come up with. How about you, Grand Gus?
Well, for me, as I mentioned before, definitely video gaming, walking, definitely yes, in nature, national parks. I feel like maybe at times just laying in bed, maybe just listening to music, or if you've got those projects like I do, go on the Mac, and if you want to declutter, actually decluttering was something big I did during lockdown. I was able to go through a lot of documents that weren't needed anymore.
Mm.
I even had two big folders of a retail course documents that I've had for years, and I finally chucked all that away. So I find decluttering a really great way to get through it as well.
You know, it takes up less space.
Oh, exactly. And then you've got more folders, you've got more storage in your containers that you can put other things in. So I definitely found decluttering just stuff that you don't need anymore.
Mm.
Just the best thing that I like to do is donate it to an op shop so someone else can have it more if I'm not using it anymore.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, there's one more coping strategy I forgot to mention, and it's something that I do every week, and it actually helps soothe my mind a bit. Taking a bath.
Oh, yes. And having even like a, you know, those fuzzy bubble Oh, what have they got? Like a bath bomb? Bath bomb.
Yes, yeah.
Putting in that in there, I find watching a lot of those videos where people get that, they put in the bath and it just fizzes out.
Yes.
That's also relaxing.
So yeah, definitely taking a bath, but also create an ambience in your bathroom. For example, you can light candles in the bathtub. If you don't have a radio near you, you can always just use your phone and play, you know, soothing music.
I find, yeah, and particularly calming, relaxing music, and maybe candles as well around the bath might be a good key for that.
It definitely helps to listen to different types of music. Like, for example, I would listen to the Chinese flute, Celtic music, just different music from different kinds of cultures.
I think for me would be probably definitely Anya, because I'm a big one for Anya, because I love her music. I think it's very calming and relaxing. And a lot of what you just said too, even I think in a weird way, trance would definitely be something that I would find very relaxing. As you can even sleep in that or have a little nap in the bath as you're relaxing to all of these course. Sounds.
We wouldn't want to do that.
I think we're now going to touch up on the last subject, which would be now the excitement of now lockdown finishing and now we're able to see one another in person. So I think the experience excitement is, I think, projects for myself, getting back out there, going to those locations, filming them all, and as well as also catching up with friends again, going out to cafes, restaurants, and even some other places that you haven't been before to go check out those. Also, yeah, as you explain, Agent Gibb, national parks, it's good that you can even go with a friend to go walk to some.
Exactly.
What about you, Agent Gibb? What's some of your excitement and what are you looking forward now lockdown ending?
Just opportunity to actually do different things now. You know, before lockdown occurred, I used to try different things that I hadn't done in a long time. Like, for example, I tried archery at Gosford. I tried golf at Hornsby. Just different activities that you've never done before that, you know, it might broaden your interests, it might not, but it's something you learn.
And with learning of that, you get to learn more knowledge and power of how all like these stuff work. And when you're doing that stuff, archery would have been a very fun thing to do because you're trying to focus to get to the middle of the bullseye.
Yes, exactly. Another thing I'm looking forward to is just actually going for proper walks throughout national parks now.
Well, you mentioned that earlier before in the episode where I think that's the best way you can see a lot of birds, the nature sounds. And I know we mentioned about nature every episode, but we say it a lot because we absolutely love going out there and experiencing it because you're away from your house for the rest of the day or depending on how long you are and you're getting to really enjoy your surroundings.
Yeah. And, you know, we may wear masks, but really, in the end, it's really a small price to pay for freedom.
Well, here around where we live, basically what we've seen only wearing masks maybe morely indoors than anything, because we still got that rule here, but it's not as like bad that now we're not able to stay in our house daily now and we're able to go out to enjoy our day-to-day stuff.
Well, that's all the time we have for this episode. So to everyone out there listening, once again, thank you so much. Every time you listen, it's much appreciated.
We can't seriously thank you enough for every episode you've listened to us and the people who have reached out to us saying how much they've enjoyed it. So from the bottom of our hearts, thank you so much for your support.
We'd also like to thank Daniel Turner for once again contributing to his music. I just found out on Instagram that he's now created a jazz album with many different jazz covers, so make sure to check that out.
I'm going to leave everyone with a quote by the famous Nelson Mandela. I'm actually excited for this because I found it and I thought, yep, this represents freedom and lockdown and all that perfectly. So here it is. To be free is not merely to cast off one's chains, but to live in a way that respects and enhances the freedom of others. You're listening to Radio Sessions Over Tea with Grand Gus
and Agent Gibb.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Radio Sessions Over Tea. A podcast like no other. With your hosts. The tea is pouring. Grand Gus. And Agent Gibb. Pouring. Radio Sessions over tea. It's about to begin. Kick back and relax. Radio Sessions over tea.